pint on you. What is love? Every other Sunday at 2 p.m.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Oh, Milo Malo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? Tori bambo na o mi lero re o. If your head is hot, now what are you cool on? Tomo banda ba o mi lo malo. If your child is grown, now what are you going to use? If water kill your child, now what are you going to use?
Da 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 da. Buzzong, we back in the building, live from Bushwick. It is Butt Sweat and Beers. I'm your host, Remy Benice. The time is now 7:00. Who gives a crap? Whatever you listening, I'm talking. If you want to call in, 718-928-9732. Today is October 4th. India of our Lord, a.k.a. Happy 10-4 Good Buddy Day. Everybody, happy 10-4 Good Buddy Day. Woo! Good Buddy. 10-4 Good Buddy. 10-4 Good Buddy. All right. I just made that up on the spot. I don't even know if that's the real deal day. I mean, 2 days ago was a National No Alcohol Day. I don't know who made up that one, you know, but good luck with it. I hope it works out. Not really. You know, don't be celebrating No Alcohol Day on like going to like an open bar at a wedding or something like that. That's unfortunate. But anyway, moving forward. Yeah, man, we're still in the mouth of madness. Still 2017. All is not well. Shout out to all those in Puerto Rico. You know, like, hey, keep your head up. Like, we hear you. We know you're out there. Help is still on the way. I know you just got trolled by an orange hobgoblin with a dead cat on his head, but it's okay. He doesn't speak for all of us. You know how we get down. Boom, I'll see you in Washington Heights when I see you. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. But I digress. Yes. This is Butt Sweat and Beers, and you're listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Hey guys, if you'd like to sponsor a show on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com like Butt Sweat and Beers or any other show, but Butt Sweat and Beers I prefer, you can log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and hit the donate button. It should be on the top of the screen. Once you hit it, you can donate whatever amount that you feel you deem necessary to allow us to push this free form radio broadcast for all you listeners. Okay, and if you'd like to underwrite on Radio Free Brooklyn, you can also do that as well by hitting the donate button, and there should be some information on there for you. All right, folks. Yeah, man. So I'd like to thank you all the listeners, supporters, and everybody out there who helped make this the great neighborhood radio station that it is. All right. Thank you for supporting Freeform Radio in the form of RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Radio uncensored. Doot. Anyway, yes. All right, the time is now 7:11. That's not a plug. Yeah, tonight's weather here in the borough of Kings. It will be 70. The time, well, the weather's now 79 degrees. Feels like 76 with a humidity of 50%, with the winds coming out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour, lowering to 63 degrees later on. Clear skies. It's going to be beautiful out there. Sweater weather. Hashtag sweater weather. Yay. All right, folks. If you were listening last week, I apologize. I was out of town. You probably heard a redo from a show from a couple of weeks ago, whatever. But we'll make a new. We'll talk to everything. We'll talk to everything and everybody you want to talk to. You know what I'm saying? Boom. We'll talk about all the, you know, how do you feel about the kneeling and the protesting? If you still want to bring that up, is that still a big thing to you? Good. You know, if you don't like people kneeling, well, maybe cops shouldn't be killing unarmed black men. There you go. I mean, one's going to either this football game is going to happen without us kneeling, or you're going to stop killing somebody. I'm just saying you're going to have to make up your minds. Okay. All right. Somebody's like, hey, you get the dirty cops out of here, and maybe, just maybe, we'll think about stop protesting. You know, boo. Ah, well, it's all good. Yeah, I'll be all right. Anyway, and also we'll talk about Puerto Rico. Donald Trump's least favorite Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans. That's right. I wanted to be in the room when somebody explained to 45 Savage. That's my name for him. Why do we have to help out the Puerto Ricans? He's like, you know, they're American citizens. Did they vote? Like, well, no, they don't. Okay, but I don't care. They didn't vote for me. They're not my people. I'm sure those words came out of his mouth, but I'm not privy to those conversations. So I will put a big old allegedly on this, whatever. It's all fun. We're just having fun here, aren't we? You know, like Donald Trump's having fun playing president, you know, because you got to be nice to him. If you want aid, you got to be nice, you know. Can't come out and give you aid because, you know, where you live is surrounded by water, big water, lots and lots of water. Moron. Anyway. Whatever. We move on to some old sad news. Rest in peace to Tom Petty. Man, Tom Petty. Tom Petty had a band back in the day called Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and they had this one track. I don't know the name of it. I think it's called "Don't Come Around Here No More." Man, it was possibly one of the best videos ever for all those millennials who are listening. They used to have these thing called music videos. I don't know if you even watch them anymore. I know you got your YouTube, so you can look up music videos. Good luck with that. Hope it works out for you. Anyway, so Tom Petty had this music video where he pretty much put on the Mad Hatter's hat and he was portraying, I guess, the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. And yeah, it was some creepy stuff. I mean, I was watching that when I was, I think it was maybe like 8 or 9. And I was like, that thing was, it used to creep me out. It was a creepy video for young people. It was, you know, it wasn't scary or something like that. It was not like when Sting was running in a room full of candles or something like that, talking about I'll be wrapped around your fingers and all that. You know, that was a little creepy too. Yeah. Yeah. Wherever you are, Sting or Gordon or whatever you go by, go put on a shirt, man. Go put on a shirt. Walking around, running around naked in a room full of lit candles. Whose idea was that? Whose idea was that with a slow motion camera? Yeah. Oh yeah. So it is called "Don't Come Around Here No More" by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Yeah, that was an adventurous one. I tell you right there, man. Say, yeah. That's what I used to play when I used to watch The Box and everything. So That was good times. It was good times. Anyway, so yeah, Tom Petty, you know, amazing, amazing, amazing career. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. He did it his way. And, you know, sadly, he's no longer with us. But, you know, his art still remains. And, you know, that's all that matters. He put his good foot forward and spread his light for the world, for all of us to see. And though he's gone, the memories still remain. And that's all that matters. So, boom. Tom Petty, boom. We're pouring out some Hennessy for you right now. There you go. Good, good, good. What else is going on? Oh, the president's a moron. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Rex Tillerson, according to NBC, NBC News. Sources by a well-placed source has Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, who works for the State Department, was caught calling the president a moron. And apparently there was this big old press conference and Rex was like, no, I didn't say that. The president is smart. You know, first of all, I don't even believe you when you say things like that. The president is smart. You know what's smart? A paperweight. A paperweight's smart. You know, I mean, as long as a paperweight know that it's a paperweight, you know. Now, if you put a dead cat on top of the head of the paperweight, you know, and color it orange, I don't know how smart it becomes, because now it thinks, Puerto Rico's a bunch of half Mexicans or something like that. But that's just me. That's just me. But whatever, whatever. Anyway, if you feel differently about anything that I've said, you can call in at any given time. We are taking calls all night long. Well, I don't know about all night long. But we're taking calls to the top of the hour for this show at 718-928-9732. You can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Boom. I might put on that Tom Petty, Don't Come Around Here No More. That was, I tell you, I was literally scared as a child watching that thing. I'm telling you, they put out some good videos to scare children nowadays. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying they did it on purpose. Pardon me. I'm not saying they did it on purpose, but when they did it, you know what I'm saying? Like, kids weren't sleeping right. It's almost like when they put the first, it's like whoever came up with the idea of putting the first made-for-TV movie for Stephen King called It. Oh, that was, yeah, that wasn't good. That was some scary stuff. I'm not even going to watch the new reiteration of the movie It. I heard it was good. I heard there's probably going to be a second one apparently. But no, I was so scared of the first one. I was like, you know what? We're good. We all right. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of things in life you can skip. You know what I'm saying? I will skip it, the movie. I'm okay. That's all right. Yeah, I know. I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? I'm a taxpayer. Whatever, whatever. But yeah, I don't need that type of pressure in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's like whatever, whatever. You know. Boom. Anyway, shout out to everybody who's watched the season finale of Rick and Morty. Yes. Shout out to the homie Pickle Rick. Pickle Rick, if you're out there, holla at your boy. All right, man. Anyway, whatever, whatever. We're gonna be all right. Might put on this little Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for y'all in a second. Man, this was such a good little jam. It was, like I said, the video though. The video used to put me in a certain place. Well, keep it locked here. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. this was like, this is like the trippiest video ever. I mean, seriously, like, just go watch it. I kid you not, there's, it's so beautiful. It's so well done. It's like man, at first, I think you should watch the video sober. Take it in. And then, if you wish, you know, get on some hallucinogenic, whatever that is. I don't know, maybe shrooms or whippets. I don't know what you prefer. You know what I'm saying? If you like gas, go ahead. If you want to chew and spew, go ahead. But I mean, clearly whoever was doing this was high as fuck. That's all I have to say about that. This is such a good, I mean, it's a great video for the time, you know what I'm saying? Some avant-garde, you know, before Spike Jonze got up in there. I wouldn't be shocked if that was like Spike Jonze's first work. It's just pretty dope. That's all I have to say about that. But anyway, folks. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room. So apparently, it's happened again in America. Wow. Once again, another mass shooting has happened in America again. And, you know, for the most part, you knew it was coming. You don't know when, but you knew it was coming. You know, we are a country of laws, a country of liberty and freedom, and we're allowed to do a bunch of things around here. And according to Bill O'Reilly, the price of freedom is going to a concert, standing in front of that concert, having the time of your lives, and waiting for some crazy gunman to go shooting you from a hotel room window with an automatic weapon. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly, the original grabbing a woman by the pussy. Like, way to go. Way to go. Thank you. Yeah. I was like Sunday night. So much terrible stuff going on. It was, I believe the count of the dead so far is up to 59. Over 527 were injured. It was just tough. It's just one of these tough things. I woke up on Monday morning and I saw breaking news and I was like, okay, who got whom this time? And next thing you know, it was just everywhere. Just like, wow. You know, at that point, I think they said only 20 were dead. And then, you know, by the time it hit 8 o'clock, it was like 50. And then, you know, then they were looking for shooters, this and that. The whole Vegas Strip was closed. If you've never been to Vegas, man, that place, you know, that place is made for adult fun. You know, like people say like, oh, yeah, Disney World is the most happiest place in the world. I'm like, ha, 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 you've not been to Vegas, have you? You clearly have never been to Vegas. If Disney World is the most fun place on earth, then Vegas is the most adult fun place on earth. And when I say adult fun, I'm talking about everything adult is in Vegas. You know, so you can keep your Disney World, Disneyland, Cedar Point, King's Dominion, all that stuff, and whatever. I'll have a wild ride somewhere on the Vegas Strip. We're good, or even off the Strip. You know, that's a nice little town made for indulging in human pleasures. That's all I got to say about that. All right. And I wish it was some fun stuff that I was talking about, but not really. I mean, there's just, you just can't sugarcoat this. You know, some dude decided he's going to walk. He was some kind of high roller, had about 10 suitcases and something over like, what, 20 guns. Set up and start shooting his automatic guns out of a window. Now, some of the guns, I guess, they weren't necessarily preset to be, they were semi-automatic, but, he used, some kind of like concoction to like, set them to become automatic. And you can pretty much go online and buy, some of this stuff, you know, for like, $100 or so, you know. So, you know, what it all boils down to is just, it's just really sad, you know, and as people are trying to get past this melee and, you know, others are trying to make sense of it and all, you know, people, within the government are saying, okay, when do we get to talk about gun control in this country? And everybody who's supposed to be protecting us, or this, or the other side of the government is saying, you know, now's not the time. You know, let's talk about mental health. You know what? Okay, you could talk about mental health all you want, as you should. You know, but let's. But you could break down the, what they know about this dude, and you can see from afar that this guy does not fit what the regular like FBI profiler or criminal profiler would call like the lone wolf shooter, you know. So pretty much I don't. So does mental health even figure into the argument? No, but I will say this much: I don't know why would somebody need 21 freaking guns in one bedroom in Vegas unless they're there in Vegas to sell those guns, you know. I mean, it's just you can't even fathom it. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. I'm like, it's just the worst. But whatever. Look, the point is this: there's so many great things in this country, the United States of America. But there are so many other things that we need to work on, the United States of America. You know, you don't like go back to the argument of you don't want people kneeling. You don't want these NFL players kneeling before the national anthem. Well, find out why he's kneeling. All right. You know, I mean, seriously. Okay. You don't want would you like mental ill people to have access to guns? No. Well then, geez, tell your politicians who are in the pocket of the NRA, like, hey, I know you got their money, but hey, you know, these dudes are taking away lives of people that didn't need to be killed senselessly. You need to get in their face. And if they want to keep their jobs, that's great. They'll listen to you. If they don't, well, then you know what to do. Just vote them out, you know? Oh, yeah. You got to be prepared to just vote people out. You know, they're just like, hey, they're clearly not listening, clearly not doing the job, you know? It's like going back to a restaurant that, you know, gave you cold food. Like, whoa, like I expect my salad to be cold, but the entree, it should be coming out here sizzling. Like I do not go, I'm not going back, you know? I'm not sending it back either because I don't know what y'all do back there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might take it some type of way. Like, you do the same with politicians. These guys got to go. You do not listen. You have to go. You are in the pocket of the big gun companies, big pharma, big this, big that, and you're not taken care of. You know what I'm saying? How about John Q. Public? How about the people? So you don't want to take care of us? You got to go. No. It's okay. What? There's a job at Walmart. Good luck with that. Or you can get one of those jobs with one of your cushy donors and everything like that, which is most likely what you'll do, you know? Because, like, working for the government don't pay. We get it. You know what I mean? But don't come in my face telling me, like, the obvious. Like,
well, there's nothing we can do and everything. Like, I just don't see it. You know, how are we going to stop these crimes?
I'm sure we can stop these crimes. I'm sure we can stop these crimes. After 9/11, everybody was taking off their shoes, getting on planes. Why? Because they didn't want to necessarily run to a guy, you know what I'm saying, putting freaking plastics explosives in his freaking shoes. Great. We moved on. Right? Jeez. They were banning laptops from planes because all of a sudden, like, they heard some talk about terrorists putting stuff on in laptops on planes. So they pretty much did. Okay, cool. Simon says this. If Simon says, like, there's going to be another shooting, and thing is, like, this guy, he got his guns legally. Well, then how is that gun? Why is that gun street legal? Why is that gun even street legal? Some of these guns are not necessarily, shouldn't necessarily be in the hands of people, who are not performing in a military capacity. Like, they're not necessarily operating in the what's the name, in the stage, in a stage of war. You know what I'm saying? They're not like, you know, some of them are like militiamen and everything like that. So some, like, even in Vegas, you can go to like some of these spots and actually, if you pay them, you can shoot these guns for fun, for recreation. Now, sidebar, I'm not necessarily opposed to that. I'm not necessarily opposed to someone going down to a range, like shooting a gun off just to have fun. I am not opposed to that. I'm not a member of the NRA. But at the same time, I understand why people carry guns. I understand why people hunt for their food. I understand that there's certain places where, guess what? If you live somewhere in a mountaintop and everything, and there's like some kind of like mountain lion or elk or something that may charge in your house or something like that, I get it. You know, if you have three or four shotguns and you have like coyotes and things of that nature, or just a pack of wild dogs, you know, who meant to do harm to you, you know, your cattle or something like that, I get it. By all means, go get your gun. You know what I'm saying? Do what you have to do. When it comes to semi-automatics and guns that are meant to be operated in the field of like the military or the theater of war, those guns need to be there needs to be some kind of protection. Like, let's be real, you know what I'm saying? It's like going to like CVS. Like, CVS won't allow you to buy like three or four items together, because once you do, like all of a sudden the counter person knows, like, oh, you're not allowed to buy these items, because, you know, if the makeup of these items, if you do it right, you can make crystal meth, right? You know, you're not allowed to buy certain items. You're not allowed to buy over a certain amount of items at a pharmacy. You know what I'm saying? There are controls in place. You know, you are under 18. You can't drink. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. Certain states, like marijuana is illegal in certain states. I don't know why, but it is. So there are controls in place. But then we get to guns, and you could be 9 years old, and as long as there's a parent around, go and shoot the life out of whatever rabbit you see. This has got to stop somewhere. I don't know, man. It is what it is. I thought this was going to be over with after Newtown. When I heard them kids got shot, I was like, someone shot babies. Someone shot like 26 babies, like 26, like 20 babies, six and six teachers. I'm like, yo, no, this has got to go. This has got to stop. And yet some of these cowards, and I call them all cowards, you know, who rather get on their knees and swallow the end of a gun that's held by the NRA, because it keeps pumping all that money down their throats, and it keeps sucking it and licking it up. That's right, swallowing the business end of the gun that the NRA keeps throwing down their mouths, you know. And all they have to say is, no, 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 no. Now's not the time. Now's not the time. Yeah. All right. And once again, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, though? Another mass shooting. You know? And you know what's going to happen after that? Well, it won't be the time to talk about, you know, gun control then either. You know, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Senseless, all of it. And don't look for leadership out of that orange orangutan. He's not going to do anything for you. You know, what can I tell you? Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Oh, 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 oh
everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. But they don't have so very long judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone.
other. Wake up, everybody!
Yeah, wake up, everybody! It's only 7:45 in the evening. Boom!
This is your Jive Time station, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Yeah, with your host Remy Benice. Oh, oh, so good to be back. I was in Boston last week. Family emergency. Couldn't get away from it. Anyway, I'd like to also dedicate the show to Janice Niles. Rest in peace, Janice Niles. Such a wonderful woman. Peace and blessings be upon her life. Like all is well. Thank you for living. Thank you for being and giving all the gifts that you could in this life. Anyway, moving forward. Yes, let's turn the energy. Let's turn the energy. Folks, if you're listening out there, boom, call me up, hit me up if you wish, if you'd like, if you don't, whatever, whatever, we still cool. I'll see you in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't tell me you listen to my show, like, and then talk about, well, I don't feel like calling in. Well, don't listen to the show then. No, just kidding. You should listen to the show. You should listen to the show. Anyway, yeah, so it's getting cold out there, folks. Summer. So, like, even though here in the Northeast, here in Brooklyn, it doesn't feel that bad, actually. It's not too bad. It's kind of chill, but at the same time, it's kind of messing with your head because tonight's like what 70s in the 60s. You feel good. You can wear those brand new Adidas you just bought and everything like that, or Vans, or you know, whatever particular type of shoe that you like, whatever Supremes. You know, but at the same time, yeah, I don't get fooled by the winter. I don't get fooled by the fall. The fall comes through. And when the fall comes through, you know what I'm saying? The fall wants all its money. You know what I mean? Like the fall is like, have you ever been to like college, or have you ever been to like a place where you're like chilling and everything like that, and somebody walks in and they're like, you owe them money. Like, that's what the fall is like. Because the thing is, we're going to owe the fall some money real quick. All right? Fall's going to come through. The Hawk's going to be right behind the fall. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's going to come on through. Like, whoosh, you know? And then everybody's going to be out here, you know, rocking their fancy little culottes, or, you know, their tunic tops and things of that nature. Got their toes out on with their cork bottom sandals. And then everybody's going to say the same thing. Like, what happened? Like, it's the fall. It's the fall. That's why. It's the fall. It's autumn. It's autumn's time now. Summer's over. It's like, but this weather's amazing. Shut your mouth. Put on a sweater. Sweater! But I don't want... Get a sweater! Get a sweater! Shut your mouths. Jeez, man. I'm just warning you out here. The fall's going to happen. You know? Gee, I mean, the autumnal, you know, equinox, whatever, done past this and everything. You know, y'all getting caught up with all this,
but it hasn't rained.
Shut up. It's the fall, all right? You know, like, if you want, you know what? You wear a long sleeve. And you can roll up the sleeves. I'll allow it. All right? But it's the fall. Act like it. All right? Ladies, summer dresses, back to in the back of the closet. Now, I don't care if you got to put them in your little bag or something like that. But that's gone. It's over with. It's over with. All right? Jeez. I'm not saying that you got to break out, you know what I'm saying, your puffiest coat. I didn't say all that. I didn't say it was the winter. Winter's not here. This ain't Game of Thrones. Calm down. Relax. However, it is the fall. Let's deal with it. Jerks. I see you all out here living your best, like, spring life. This ain't spring. Like, okay, you will get caught out here. You know what? Fine. That was my warning. That's my warning to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, 7:49 and all is well. Like, no, no, it's not all is well. All is not well. All is not well. All right? It's fall. All right? Get it through your thick skulls. All right? It's going down, my friends. Bothers me when I see people just walking around here, you know, in their best summer gear in October. Like, seriously, you're not even, you're just walking around, you know, and you're out of order. You're just out of order. That's all it is. But the sun just came out. I don't care. At least get something long sleeve around you. You know, it bothers me. You know why? Because the thing is, because then you get caught out here in the cold and everything. And then next thing you know, you catch cold and you're on the subway. And now I'm standing next to you on the subway with your cold. Now you're the host virus. You're sneezing. And then you're coughing on the rest of us who had sleeves on. And now the spittle that comes out of your mouth hits us. And now, well, we have to take that host virus home and everything. Do you see where this is going? Exactly. It's the end of days, my friend. It's the end of days. We need to stop this now. Someone put on a sweater now. Come on. Oh. Oh, just can't take it, man. Just, you know, just irresponsible. Just irresponsible with your weather habits. Just come on. What? What one sweater? What's that going to do for you? Can you throw? Okay, you know what? Not even a sweater. Double t-shirt. You can go double t-shirt. How about that? How about that? Double t-shirt. What? You're sweating? What? Get a rag. You be all right. Stop crying. Stop crying. It doesn't go with your shirt. So what? Get a new shirt. Preferably one with some long sleeves. How about that? Eh? You know what? Irresponsible bastards out here with weather. I know what? No. Too much screaming anyway. Too much screaming. Y'all ain't trying to listen. Y'all ain't feeling me. Y'all ain't feeling me. It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, boom, Curtis Mayfield, what you talking about, man? We'll be back on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You're listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers.
may not drive a great big Cadillac. Against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car. Sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
That's right. Be thankful for what you got. Even if you don't have sleeves, you should go get some, because the fall don't play. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, it's warm now. Wait till next week. You'll see what happens. Wait till next week, which is what you should do with me, because my show is almost done for this week. Oh, so sad. So sad. Now I can hear all y'all crying. Shut up. I hate you all. Anyway, what did we learn this week? We learned that if you are orange and you have a dead cat on your head, you can't tell the difference between Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. So sad, so sad. If you are Puerto Rican and you cared about this orange moron, that's orange moron does not care about you. So, you know, you have misplaced your trust. Good luck with that. Hope it works out. But not really. And Tom Petty was the GOAT. That dude is amazing. Once again, your homework this week, should you choose to accept it, is to go watch Don't Come Around Here No More, the video, which was amazing. It might be scary for kids. And if you like to indulge into psychopathic drugs, I suggest you do that while you watch it, because it's fucking amazing. Anyway, good. You've all been majestic and whimsical. I love you all. Thank you all for listening. Boom. I'll be back, same bat time, same bat channel next week here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If you're listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, stay tuned for Earhammer with Ramel. It's going to be a wonderful show. All right. I bid you love. I bid you juice. Unless your name's OJ, then I bid you nothing but pain and bad golf games. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. Good night.
To gain some reciprocity.